So I want to encourage all of us, I think, to take that step. Yeah, I think we need to engage with each other actually much more strongly in terms of insight practices and training for insight. So what does that mean? I think in some respects it means developing a language. Yeah, being quite interested in the language of selfing. So I've been thinking a bit about that, and it's something I was mentioning in the Satipatthana session this morning. Just how do we go about selfing? It's not just a restless mind I've got. It's not just a slightly kind of irritable mind I've got. It's the mind that is perpetuating this sense of self. It's perpetuating my over-identification with a particular habit. I think it's very worth sort of, I suppose, engaging with ourselves on that level. Yeah, there have been conversations I've been having also with somebody else at Tarloka recently, where we've been looking at the way she does selfing in a particular situation and just how much that, in a way, blocks communication and complicates her relationship with other people. And I think, in a way, once you start naming it and seeing the way that we bring our ego into stuff, you know, the way we demand, you know, that our story is the story that gets heard, the more we can sort of somehow hold that back and listen to other people and engage in a much more creative way, then the more they're just going to be free-flowing relationships and much more dynamic situations going to be there, creative situations going to be there. I think we need to establish much more training. And I've been thinking more recently, although we've had all these emphasis on friendship and on community, I think we hardly know how to function as a community in terms of really gaining insight on like grappling with those issues. So maybe that's something, well, it's certainly something I'm thinking about at the moment. What is the language we need? What are the methods we need in order to do that? At Tarloka, we've been running a few retreats recently where we've been looking at different views, different Buddhist views, and the whole problem of ego clinging and the problem of self. And I just found this language very interesting. And Dharma Dina had this fantastic quote in one of her talks on this. She said, how do we shore up our ego? So shore up is this English word that means a bit like, how do you hold up a wall? You know, you have these things like flying buttresses or something. You hold something up. So how do we shore up our ego? How do we hold it up? I've got another quote from Kazampa teaching. The shedding of the ego is the scale that measures the practitioner. And then another quote from somewhere. Do not be lenient with ego clinging. That's another thing. How much do we indulge in ego clinging in our communication?